Chapter 3, Mishnah 7, Imanan Shiik Demuha Bikurim Le Truma. From where do we know that Bikurim must precede the Truma, as we mentioned in the last Mishnah? Zekaru Truma Veracious, Vezekaru Truma Veracious. Says our Mishnah, this is called Truma and Veracious. If you look in the Torah, you will see that there are verses which refer to the Bikurim and it uses the word Truma. And there are also verses which refer to the Bikurim and uses the verse and uses the word Veracious, which means first. And also when it comes to Truma, what we call Truma, which is Truma Gedoila, also is referred to in the Torah by the word Truma, and also is referred to in the Torah by the word Rashis. So they both, all the terminologies are used for both Bikurim and the Truma. How do you know which to give precedence over one over the other, says the Mishnah, questions the Mishnah. Ela yikdimu Bikurim, answers the Mishnah, we give Bikurim precedence, shan Bikurim lakol, because they are the first fruits of all. Meaning that the Bikurim appear first on the tree, and they designated as Bikurim before the produce even becomes liable for tithing. Produce which is still attached to the tree or the ground is not liable for tithing. And therefore the Bikurim are designated before the produce becomes liable for tithing, says the Mishnah, and therefore you must give Bikurim before you give anything else. Okay, so then Truma Larishon, how do you know to give Truma, the Truma Gedola to the Kohen, before Masa Rishon, the first tithe to the Levi? Says the Mishnah, Shihi Rashis, because the Truma Gedola is referred to as Truma and Rashis, and the first. But the Masa Rishon is only referred to as Rishon, it's only the first tithe. And therefore the double terminology of Truma tells us to give it first. It's got like more importance. It must come first. And therefore we give it first. And then Rashis, how do you know to give the first tithe before the second tithe? Masa Rishon Lashani, how do you know to give that first? Shiesh Bo Rashis, because again the first tithe contains Rashis in it, contains the first in it. It is referred to as the first tithe. And therefore, we give it first over the second tithe. So you see from the terminology that these things are referred to in the Torah, the Mishnah subscribes to them an order of importance. And that's how we arrive at the order of first fruits, tithe to the Kohen, tithe to the Levi. Then the Levi must give his tithe to the Kohen. And then the second tithe, which is, we'll see later, is given either to the poor person or taken up to Yerushalayim to eat. That is the order.